Okay.
The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today, and we're coming to you on Thursday, the 26th of October, and it's opening day, if you will, for two different tournaments. We have a split field this week on the PGA Tour. We, of course, have the World Golf Championships going on. That's the World Golf Championships, HSBC Champions in Shanghai. So they're already done, as you can imagine. We've been talking about that with the last few tournaments being played in the Far East, that they're so far ahead of us that they're already done. So Brooks Koepka has the first-round lead. Shot a 64 first round there in Shanghai. So we'll talk about that a little bit coming up down the road. We also have the split field being Sanderson Farms Championship in Jackson, Mississippi. And they are on our time zone. So thank you for Jackson. Cameron Percy and Ryan Armour have the lead early on. They're only a couple of holes in, and they're at 2-under par. And our good friend Stephen Bowditch, Frank Bass. Stephen Bowditch is 1-under through three holes. So he's hanging in there. Frank Bassett in Nashville. How you doing today, Frank?
Hey, dude. Doing good. Doing really good. Yeah. I'm heading out to Fox and Harbor to play some golf with some music legends today. We're going to just sneak out there and tee it up and try to hit these AP1s and see if I can flush it on the toe of the club. So there.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect. Man. Also with us today is a good friend of ours who we run into on the tour every now and then, and we certainly run into him the last couple of years at the Jordan Spieth Foundation, and he's been a participant, although this year he was an observer and not a participant, and that is PGA Tour veteran Ryan Palmer, who is with us this morning as well. Ryan, how are you doing today?
Morning, guys. How are we?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. So how's the injury? As I was alluding to, you didn't have a chance to play this year at Jordan Spieth's event and his foundation there at the Four Seasons Las Colinas, but you've been banged up a little bit. How you doing? How's the recovery?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's about three weeks post surgery that I had my left shoulder scoped. I've been in and out of physical therapy with Dr. Troy Van Beezen at his place here in Dallas, and I've been given orders. I can hit 30 to 50 yard shots, which is kind of nice, I guess, for now. But overall, it's still a little sore, but I think we're making good progress.
You know, when you say that, it sounds familiar to a lot of people of the last report from Tiger Woods, or at least an earlier report from a couple weeks ago, that he was only able to hit 60 yard shots or so, or some wedges, with his recovery from his back surgery and his injuries. I'm kind of curious, you guys on the tour, as you have these things happen, you have a surgery, have injuries, and you're recovering. Has the Tiger Woods history, if you will, of oftentimes coming back too soon, re-injuring, and it never seems to get better, has that been a lesson for a lot of people? Maybe you didn't need that to kind of make you realize you have to recover fully, but has that kind of driven it home that you want to make sure you're fully ready to go before you hit the links again and really extend your shoulder in this case?
No, I don't really pay much attention to obviously, we know what Tiger's been going through, but it hasn't really had any effect on how I do it and what I do, because, you know, the trust I give Dr. Troy Van Beezen and my surgeon, you know, they know a lot, and, you know, I listen to what those guys say. We had the same thing happen in 08, had my right shoulder done, so, you know, I trust what Dr. Van Beezen tells me, and then I just stick to it and go from there. But, yeah, it's you know, everybody's seen a lot what's going on with Tiger and followed throughout his history of his health. But as far as I'm concerned, it has no effect on what I do or how I do things. No.
Hey Ryan, what's your time frame at this point? You're hitting 50 to 60 yard shots. What are the docs saying that you can do, and when can we see you? Hello, back out on tour.
Yeah. No. I'm hoping here about 3 or 4 weeks. I'll be, you know, swinging full, hitting full shots. I look forward to seeing everybody at Sony Open in Hawaii and in January. So I'll be geared up and ready to go. I'm going to come out and play the first four of the 2018 New Year. So, you know, that's my time frame now. I'm hoping next week I'll be getting a little fuller wedges. Doing a lot of putting with Randy Smith back home. So, you know, we'll trying to stay patient with it, that's for sure.
We're talking again with Ryan Palmer, Tour veteran, and I mentioned earlier, Ryan, as you heard, that split field this week being Shanghai and Sanderson Farms. I'm kind of curious for the guys that can play in Shanghai, most of them, if they are eligible to play in that, or certainly in the HSBC event, they'll play in that. Sanderson Farms is, and we don't want to say it's the second tier, but it's the other tournament that's going on. I'm curious, though, as a golfer, does it matter to you guys? Is there an ego thing? Like, if you play at Sanderson Farms, or the guys who play at Sanderson Farms, do they feel like, kind of like, well, it's not the same as playing in the other one, but this is where we play that weren't qualified to play in the HSBC? Does it matter to them, or is golf golf, and you guys are happy to play for money wherever you can play, wherever the tour is?
Nah, it's part of it. You know, the difference with HSBC, it's a winners only event. And of course, it's also the top 50 in the world. But no, Sanderson Farm is obviously opposite the field and not as high as the purse, but it's still a full FedEx PGA Tour golf tournament. There's still close to $1 million to be won by somebody out there. You know, obviously it gives a lot of the rookies, they're getting their feet wet. They've only played one event, with Napa. And, you know, obviously this is their second event of the year and moving into Vegas next week. But, you know, if they're there at Sanderson, you know kind of what to expect. You know, the guys at Shanghai, you know, they've earned it. And it goes like the old cliche, you know, if you just play good golf, everything takes care of itself as far as the events you get to play in. So they'll be a worthy winner at Sanderson Farms this year. And same goes with HSBC.
Sanderson Farms, I've got to tell you, Ryan, I'm, of course, lived in Jackson for a period of time and was a member there at Country Club of Jackson. That's a tough golf course, and especially when that golf course is wet, and it's usually wet this time of year. That is not an easy track, and I don't know if you played it at Country Club of Jackson, or did you play that tournament at one time at Annandale?
Yeah, I played Annandale. In fact, I remember back in 2004, my rookie years, I finished second to Fred Funk to keep my card as a rookie before I won Disney. So I got a little love for Mississippi from back then, but I've never played the golf course now, the golf club of Jacksonville, or Jackson. But I've heard great things about it.
Yeah, it is. It's Jackson's a great town. I mean, there's a lot of great places to eat, and if you don't like barbecue and fried chicken, don't go to Mississippi. But but it is a lot of fun. Dickie Pride told me that Joe Sanderson gives players, or has in the past given players, a big green egg for playing in the tournament. Did you get one of those?
Yeah.
Jeez.
No, I didn't play when they were giving those away. I think Viking was the last time I played it, when it was a Viking.
Okay.
I've heard everybody that gets there, you know, he does a great job of that event and takes care of the players, and I've heard more and more good things about the event and what they're doing there in Jackson and for the PGA Tour.
Yeah, Joe Sanderson is one heck of a nice man. You wouldn't realize that you're talking to someone of that stature when you're talking to him. He's just a good old boy and just has a lot of fun and puts on a heck of a tournament there in Mississippi. We talked about this in the previous show, and it isn't a Tier 2 event. I don't see it as that. I just see it as a parallel event, and it just opens the door, like as you said, for a lot of young players and a lot of players to just keep working on their game and keep it sharp during the winter months.
Yeah, I hate to hear that. Here too, it's an obstacle event. There's multiple PGA Tour winners there.
Yeah.
There may be a major champion there, a past major winner there. I haven't looked at the field, but it's still high quality golf. It's still, you know, the highest level of competition golf, the PGA Tour, and you got some of the top guys over in Shanghai, but you still got a bunch of Tour winners in Mississippi and future major champions probably. So. You know, looking at a Tier 2 event, I don't believe that. And like I said, it's still a PGA Tour.
Not a bit. Hey, tell us a little bit about what's going on in Dallas, Texas with Trinity Forest. You're intimately involved with that.
Yeah, no, I've been out there a few times, gotten to play it a couple of times. And, you know, I was sitting down with John Drago and the Sellership Club and, you know, try to talk to them a little bit on what they expect. And I still need to play it a few more times. I played it when it was soft and very long and very cold one day. And you know, obviously come May, it'll be warm and probably a little bouncier, a little firm, I think. So, I think the guys are in for a different treat, a different, totally different golf course for sure than from, Las Colinas. It's a link style in the middle of Dallas, Texas. If you know Crenshaw Core golf courses, they love the big rolling, undulating greens and, you know, players are going to get that. So, it's going to take this first year to really get everybody's feel for it. And, you know, I need to get out and play it a few more times. And, it's definitely going to take some local knowledge. I think the guy that contends and has a chance to win is going to be the guy that plays it a lot before the event, for sure.
That's a course where they're going to be playing the Byron Nelson, the first time ever. Well, first time ever at that course, first time that it's been away from the Four Seasons in, I think, like 32 years or something, that they're moving the site of this course. We were talking last week, Ryan, with about Jeff Ogilvy, and he spoke at the Payne Stewart Cup, and they played that, of course, at Trinity Forest, about the course design, today's course designs, and he's a big proponent of that kind of a course, where you let it dry out a little bit, you don't water into the roughs, you let natural grasses take over, and he said, you know, having a brown course, or a course that kind of browns up, isn't a big deal. And that's, of course, what Crenshaw and Core are doing, what they did at Pinehurst, and other courses are doing that. Are you okay with that? Are you in that direction as well? Because we see so many tournaments on tour where it's so green, everywhere it's green and it's lush, and even in the rough it's thick, but it's perfect grass, it's beautiful, as opposed to kind of just letting it go. Are you a fan of the Trinity Forest look and that look for other courses?
As long as the golf course is playing good, you know, good greens, obviously good fairways, surfaces, color never really meant much to me. I mean, obviously you get the pristine, perfect manicured green golf courses are beautiful. And also, there's also golf courses that are great that add the little brown tint to it and run and play a little fast. As far as Trinity Forest, that golf course, they're going to need to win and probably playing fast to give it some teeth. I think that the defense of that golf course is definitely going to be the win. They stayed open there and I don't believe that wind blew very much. I think somebody shot 19 under at the Texas State Open. So, I think if there's no win in that golf course, the guys are going to eat it up, and they're going to be a lot of low score shot in that event. But as far as the color and the running, it, I don't really look too much into it. But I think for Trinity Forest, they're going to need to have it playing a little firm, a little fast, and you know, bring in the long tall grasses and the rolling dunes they put out there.
Again, we're talking with Ryan Palmer, Tour veteran, 3-time winner. You're looking forward to going to Sony. You say that's the first tournament you'll be coming back off your shoulder surgery to play. Good memories there from a while back, 2010, not that long ago, but a nice little victory there. You like going to Hawaii, I take it.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it ever since, obviously, the day one on tour. It always, for me, gets me off to a good start. I feel like I got Palm Springs a few days before leading up to the Hope, the career builder. You know, we always call it the Bob Hope still, but
yeah,
I spent a
few
days there, and then I get to Hawaii. It's just nice to kind of get out of the cold and get into some warm air and really get a feel for my game. And then that way, when I've gotten to Palm Springs and then Phoenix, I'm my game's ready to go, I feel. So love Hawaii. Obviously, it's always great to go back to somewhere where you've had success and you won. And I just it's just a great week to start the year.
Yeah, and I've heard they treat past champions at that tournament very, very well. So I'm sure you have a good time in Hawaii.
Get a set of headphones or something. Yeah.
Yeah, set of headphones. Yeah, right. Like a 85-inch TV. You know, come on.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet. Hey, by the way, Ryan, we can't let you go, and I know you got dad duty today. You picking up kids or dropping off kids?
Dropped the kids off of school. On my way to the doctor's office to get my work, my training in, my therapy in, and
okay.
I'm gonna go help deliver some charity checks for Dan DeLuca at Colonial. You know, proud member there. So,
big
lunch in there. We're going to distribute all of our checks to our local charities we've raised money for.
Good on you. Wow, that's great.
Good deal.
That is a good deal. Yep, that's what it's all about.
Hey, how about, before I let you go, though, we got to ask about your Aggies. Are you feeling good about Texas A&M football?
I tell you what, they've been great, doing some good things.
Yeah,
I was still trying to find out with their offense to kill him on, but I think he's grown up, he's matured a little bit in a quick way from that first game. But, you know, it's always nice to get on a winning streak. And I think Coach Sullivan's got him in a good place. And they got a good game at home this weekend against Mississippi State. So, I'm excited for him.
Yeah. Mississippi who? Mississippi State? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I went that's to Ole Miss. You know, that's that other school in Mississippi we don't acknowledge. Virgil Herring. Virgil Herring went to that school. Yeah. Our buddy here in Nashville, teacher.
Yeah.
So have you been, before we let you go, Ryan, have you been to an Aggie State game in Starkville ever, or ever been to a game in Starkville, Mississippi?
I've never been to Starkville. I've heard those bells on TV, though.
Oh, my God. Those cowbells. I mean, yeah. You know.
I've never been to a game yet.
Yeah, they took them off their cheerleaders and gave them to the – never mind, I'm joking.
Hey.
I just, you know, I hate Mississippi State. So I don't hate them. I just – it's a rival. It's a huge rivalry. And Ole Miss this year, as we all know, is in the ditch. So, oh, well, whatever. Just give the trophy to Alabama and forget about it. Just give Alabama the trophy.
We're going to see. Ryan, okay, I'm going to ask you this. We'll stick with one more football question. You're a football guy this day. So who's the four teams in the playoffs? Do you have a bearing on that? Because there's another team you just mentioned, Colonial. Well, about half a mile from Colonial, a nice little three iron for you is TCU.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh. Now they're sitting kind of pretty, aren't they?
Yeah. TCU's doing great. Yeah. What's funny is my son's a TCU fan somehow. So we're going to play Texas, take my son to the game. So, they're playing good. Gary Patterson's got them doing a great job, that's for sure. And it'd be exciting to watch. But my four teams in the playoff would probably be Alabama's A, B, C, and D team.
That's probably true. And then Georgia. Yeah, and then Georgia. Yeah. Hey, Ryan, it was really, really good seeing you in Dallas when we were there. We hope to see you again and not be so long. Maybe see you out at a tournament somewhere.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm getting itching, ready to get back out there and get to work, and look forward to seeing everybody on tour again. And, have a great holiday season. But it's going to be a fun 2018 for me. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, we are too for you. Ryan, we are.
Thank you so much for your time, and good luck with your continued rehab. And we'll have you on again maybe in another week or two, and give us an update on your rehab.
You
and we'll talk some more football.
By the
take care, Ryan.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. That's Ryan Palmer, tour veteran, three-time winner on the PGA Tour, and doing what you got to do. I tell you, our
there was
man
a little delay
is everywhere,
there,
isn't he, Frank?
Yeah, yes. There was a little delay there, so we were having kind of a hard time going back and
we
forth.
We have to stop talking, then you got to
wait. Sorry about that, but
not as bad as it is on Good Morning America. Sometimes it drives me crazy.
They
ask a question, and by the time the person hears it,
you watch that program.
They've kind of like started to ask another question, and then he stops. Oh, I'm sorry, you got another question? No, I want you to start. And it's so diluted. I mean, it's just like, oh my God.
Ryan's such a good dude. He's so much fun to be around too. I mean, good gracious, we had a lot of fun at Jordan's event in Dallas with you and I and Ryan standing there just jawing with Bill Lombard from Azalea House.
Yeah, and our rapper on 17.
Finally, remember? I looked over and said, well, I'm ready for a drink. Anybody ready? Ryan said, let's go. Let's go. I'm ready. Been waiting all day, Frank. Let's go.
Yeah, I got my right shoulder. It's fine. Yeah. I don't need my left.
Hey, have you been watching Morning Drive? Did you see it this morning or yesterday by chance?
A little bit, yeah.
Did you see Virgil, our own Virgil Herring, one of the original hosts of this show?
I did see a little bit.
I didn't realize. I've known Virgil forever, and Virgil, great teacher. I mean, he really is a great instructor. If you're in the Nashville area, going to be around, you ought to check out Virgil Herring. He's really good. He was Snedeker's teacher for years and years. Teaches a lot of younger players now and some girls out there that are on tour, and really good. I mean, Joe Hallett is one of the top teachers. Stacey Lewis's instructor, who's here in Nashville, and Virgil Herring, both. So we have two really high-end teachers. And we got a Lou Graham guy that lives here too that we play golf with some out at Temple Hills, and you know, got a few decent golfers around. But nice. I didn't realize that Virgil, as long as I've known him, I don't know, never asked. He was involved in the long drive early on. Probably Art Selinger knows him.
Is that right?
Yeah, because Virgil just crushes the golf ball, and he went to Mississippi State. So you know, he's from
it might have been back in the day when they. Amazingly enough, if he played or was doing the long drive with Art in the day, like everybody else, they had those small, well, I mean, Art's 30 years ago. I mean, he won his first national long drive in 86.
No, Virgil's younger than that, but Virgil has young kids.
But Art's been running it, you know, up until the last couple of years for the past 30 years. But my point is, they hit that ball that far. And remember those small little clubs. Even if you look at Art's first driver that he won and hit the ball 338 or whatever he hit it, it was with
how many
your hybrid today.
How many cc's was that thing?
You know?
Nothing.
Nine. Nothing. Unbelievable how they could, anybody back then playing professionally, long drive or not, could hit a golf ball, much less us, you know, amateur people. I could hit a golf ball with that little thing. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was kind of amazing. Hey, by the way, I want to go back to what Ryan was talking about. He said he's heading over later today to Colonial and giving out some checks to the different charities that they help out with. Dean and DeLuca.
Yep.
Guess the word is, I don't know if you've heard this or not, Dean and DeLuca may be bowing out as the title sponsor.
Yeah, saw that and heard it. And I've kept my mouth shut because I heard it a little ahead of time. So we were, you know, didn't want to talk about stuff we don't know what the facts are.
Yeah. But they may stay, they're saying, for another year, but they're trying to get out of it, basically. They're saying that, and it kind of coincides with a lot of people have asked, you know, when are those Dean and DeLuca stores? If you don't know Dean and DeLuca, they're mostly in New York and in the Northeast.
Yeah.
But they're a high-end kind of grocery store, but you can also get food to go, like a prepared meal. So in New York, it's perfect, right, for the busy person.
Busy Yankees that live up there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you jump in, you get your spaghetti and meatball dinner or your tuna cat, whatever it is. Right?
$19.95 service for one.
Right. Yep. And it's great food. And so that's kind of the Dean and DeLuca. And
it's right on the Today Show. If you watch the Today Show, it's right on the square there. It's been there forever. It's always in the shot.
Yeah, Rockefeller Center.
They haven't put
any in Dallas.
No.
And they've been saying they were going to start putting them in like a year ago, obviously, if they're going to put, you know, title sponsor for the tournament at Colonial. So I don't know, you know, financially, what's going on with the company. But
Amazon,
that's the word,
Whole Foods
trying to get out.
Has damaged a lot of people, scared a lot of people. You know, Publix, Kroger, all those stores, you know, Safeway, everybody went, ooh.
So I don't know. So
that could be part of it.
The company is owned, Dean and DeLuca is owned now by a hedge fund, if you will. It's kind of taken it out of the mom and pop era, but it's a hedge fund owned by a billionaire in South Korea. So that's kind of a weird route to get to Dean and DeLuca, but that's the ownership of it. And so he's a golf nut, is when they brought him in, and he was going to be the new title sponsor, and Dean and DeLuca, and just loves golf, wanted to do everything golf. And anyway, people's businesses sometimes change. And maybe things have happened or slowed down for Dean and DeLuca. So it'll be interesting. We'll see. That's next spring is when the tournament is, but it may not be the Dean and DeLuca. Right next spring.
Well, things change, just like us. I mean, things are changing with Golf Talk America. We're going to become the new Golf Talk Howard Stern version. just kidding if anybody at the tour is listening, which they
maybe
do. So just joking. We're not going to do that.
Maybe we can do the Dean and DeLuca tournament. It could be the
Golf Talk America
Classic. We'll take over the title sponsorship. Let's look into that.
Yeah, well, let me see if I've got 12 to 14 million laying around here. Wait, I just found a check. Or 1.2. Keep it. Yeah. Remember that?
Work.
Caddyshack. Anyway, so a lot going on with the World Golf Championship, the Sanderson Farms tournament. Have you seen the tee markers at Sanderson Farms?
Hang on a second.
They're chickens. They're little chickens. You've been there. You've called that tournament for PGA Tour Radio.
Yeah. I was trying to remember what they were. Everybody's kind of doing a really cool tee marker now, aren't they?
FedEx has the little trucks.
Yeah.
And Safeway has the little grocery baskets. And Travelers has the little umbrellas. Let's see. Let's come up. John Deere has the tractors.
John Deere has a tractor. John Deere has a tractor. I think, I'm trying to remember. I didn't think Dean and DeLuca had little stores, but I don't think they did. somebody has a little store, like a bank or something. Maybe it's a bank. Maybe one of the bank.
Wells Fargo.
Was it Wells Fargo?
Probably
like a
Wells
bank
Fargo.
Building or something, maybe?
No, Wells Fargo is, of course, at a very, very nice
Deutsche
country
bank.
Club. I won't go there because I was going to slander a bank, and I don't want to do that.
No,
they're sponsored. No. And it was going to be a joke, but if it's taken out of context, which a lot of stuff is these days, it could be bad for us and our sponsors and all that. Hey, I got to go to some news. We've got to talk about it because it's in the news. I wasn't going to do this. I found out about it yesterday. Roger Sarche called me from Los Angeles, our manager, and said, hey, there's a girl in Massachusetts, Frank, that played – in a boys' tournament and won it by 3 shots.
Played golf.
Played golf. Won it by 3 shots, championship tournament. But they couldn't give her the trophy because she was ineligible because she was a girl. And I went, oh, my gosh. Well, we really don't want to go there on Golf Talk America. Well, it's all over the news today. I mean, Alex Maselli wrote an article in the Morning Read, which he owns and writes for. And he starts it and he says, in golf, there's an old adage that when things are not going well, play better and all will be fine. Of course, not all adages are foolproof. Take Emily Nash, a junior at Lunenburg, Massachusetts High School. Anyway, she played in the Central Massachusetts Division III Golf Championship on Tuesday. It was held at Blissful Meadows Golf Course and Uxbridge. Where do they come up with these names up there? I like it in Mississippi, like Itabena, Pontotoc.
back on track, Frank.
Okay, I know, I get off. Anyway, she was competing in a boys' event, and girls are allowed to participate only in the team portion. The girls' golf season, of course, is in the spring, they go on to say. But so the best player that day not only did not win a trophy, but did not advance to the Division III state championship next week. So there's
so she can play as part of a team, but she can't win an individual title or play as an individual.
Yeah.
Is that how it works there?
So I'm not real sure.
I was wondering why she didn't get to win if they allowed her to play. If they allow her to play, then you'd think the result that she gets, you'd be able to get a win. I don't, you know.
Well, Alex excoriates them. I mean, at the MIAA, not missing in action, the Massachusetts, whatever, Athletic Association. He nails them. I mean, he just really goes off on it. And in this day and time, it's sad to see that. Rules are rules. We understand that. But, gosh, you know, we want to grow the game. We want to instill fun, happiness, excitement, competition. Wow. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I really need to read more about it before we talk more about it, but I just wanted to throw it out there.
Well, it's interesting because the boys playing on girls' teams, girls playing on boys' teams, it's all a bit confusing now.
It is.
And the laws are confused, too. I don't know that we're any different than judges in different states and lawyers and people that are, you know, congress people in states are trying to make these decisions about, you know, who gets to do what and break it down by gender. And it's confusing. You know, I don't know. You know, I think, issue by issue and different things come up. I kind of look at it and I either agree or disagree, I guess. But in general, the only thing I can say, it's confusing.
It is. Well, I will tell you the gender thing and all that's crazy. I'm not going to get into it too deeply, except for the fact that I was in a Taco Bell the other day, and someone was in the men's room, and I had to go to the bathroom. And I said, finally, you know what? They're not going to put me in jail for going to the women's room. So I straight in. I came out, and a lady was standing there looking at me like, what are you doing? I went, sorry. It's just... When you get up in age, what do you want me to do?
Well, I think there's so many bathrooms that they're just taking down the male-female signs anyway.
Yeah, they
are. They're just, you got two restrooms.
Let's get back to golf, though. So speaking of golf, speaking of what you're going to Atlanta this weekend, right? But you're not going to play golf. You're going to go.
No.
That's got things East Lake's right there. East Lake's calling, baby. I can't believe you're not playing.
I'm not. I'm going there with my wife, and so we've got some things we have to do, and so I'm not. It's not a golf trip for me.
Phipps and Lennox. Okay, I know you're going to go.
By the way, I did look. By the way, not that I was going to play golf, but if I wanted to, weather is going to be horrible.
It is
in Atlanta for a couple of days. Yeah, it's going to be one day. Let's see, we're there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and come back on Monday. And I think, if I remember right, I think Saturday, Sunday, Saturday is supposed to be 80% chance of rain and high of like 50.
Oh, great.
That's a pretty day right there.
Yeah.
Then I think Sunday and Monday, something like two of the days that were there, the high is only going to be, the low is like 34 and the high is 52. So, in other words, the weather's not going to be that great for me. I'm not a big fan of golfing when it's 46 degrees.
No, me neither.
Don't like it. Yeah.
No, me
so
neither.
That's part of it, too. It's not going to be that balmy.
Like I said, I'm going to play today, and then, I don't know, maybe make a side trip this weekend and head down to Jackson just to watch a little golf and say hi to everybody, and then come back. And so we won't be doing a show Monday, but we'll do a show Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So you'll be out. So Monday's out. And I don't want to have to steer the ship aground.
I wonder what the weather's going to be like in Jackson. Again, I was there a couple of years ago.
Well,
it was a torrential rain, like the entire tournament. We actually had to go to a Monday finish.
Yeah,
and
was brutal.
If it's going to be raining in Atlanta, I guess, is rain headed that way? Maybe.
I don't have the weather report up for the tour. I should. Sorry about that.
I would check that before I head to Jackson.
Yeah,
if it was
that's a good
anything
point.
Like my experience. Yeah, it's just find an umbrella. But the nice thing about it, though, is I believe that you know, you get a media gift a lot of times when you go cover different golf tournaments. Depends on the tournament.
How many umbrellas do you have?
I believe that week's gift was a Sanderson Farms umbrella, which was so apropos because everybody's like, the one thing I need. Because normally you kind of go, oh, really, another umbrella?
Because Les Nessman was throwing the turkeys out of the helicopter.
Yeah.
The Sanderson Farms week, trophy, by the way, is to me, it's as unique as the Conquistador Classic trophy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's a chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you put that trophy in your kitchen?
Yeah. It kind of looks like, yeah, like
put a lampshade on it
or something.
Like that old Christmas story movie with the leg.
Yeah.
I was trying to see the weather here on PGAtour.com, but I don't. Anyway, hey, what about Brooks Koepka, by the way? I mean, whoa.
Yeah, first round lead.
Playing some
golf,
man.
It's all finished. Yeah, they're all finished there at HSBC. The World Golf Championships and taking place in Shanghai again because right now in Shanghai it's nighttime tonight, about 10 o'clock at night. And so they're done for the first round. So, yeah, Koepka shot a 64, 8 under. Gavin Green. There's obviously we talked with Ryan about some of the names there. This, not all the big guys are there, but Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Phil Mickelson, all under par. John Rahm, even par in his first round. Patrick Reed is 6 under through his first round. So, Patrick Reed's there. So, yeah, a lot of the big guys are everybody's favorite. Cooch. Doesn't Cooch always – he's just always there. He's 5 under. He's always 5 under, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's never –
I'd like to see him.
Bad rounds.
Hey, I want to see him win a major. Come on, Cooch. Let's do it.
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice.
He's just such a nice guy. And they say he's the smiling assassin, and he is that.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll cut your throat out, but he'll smile at you while he's doing it.
He'll be your friend.
I'll be your friend after we finish, you know, playing golf, but – Yeah, well, it's going to be.
I'm checking out the leaderboard at Sanderson Farms, which is taking place right now. We're finally back to a tournament that is going on while we're talking.
Yay.
And our man Steven bogeyed number 5, so Steven Bowditch is at even par right now. So we'll see where he ends up. But Cameron Percy has 3 birdies through 5 holes, so he's playing well. That course in Jackson is gettable. It's very low line, which is why when it rains, it's a bit of a quagmire.
Everything's downhill from the clubhouse. Everything goes downhill away from the clubhouse.
Yeah. And the other thing that we talked about when we talked about this tournament is the gator population. I love walking around because
Florida
people get near some of those holes.
Yeah.
You get near some of those holes, and you get by the water, and there's like water on a lot of the holes and the back side of the course. I can't remember those holes exactly, but probably 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe back there.
Yeah.
And there's some big ponds and there's some big gators that just sit on the bank. And you're trying to call the action as an announcer. And you're like, okay, we have Cameron Percy and he's got about a 25-foot putt. Meanwhile, the gator is 20
inching
feet to your
right. Inching toward you.
You're just kind of like, and you're more worried about offending the gator than Cameron Percy. You know?
Fred Albers was. Fred was scared to death. But Fred went on the air and said, that's the largest gator in captivity. I said, Fred, that gator's not in captivity. That's a loose gator, Fred.
Country Club of Jackson owns it as a mascot or something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, that's
that's an old
country club and a really old line country club there in Jackson and homes around it. And it's just a great place. I loved it when I was there. I loved playing that course.
We went to dinner at a place that you recommended. Although I guess everybody's going to go there anyway, but it's owned by a guy. Who am I thinking of? It's not too far from the course.
You went to Tico's place.
I think it's a steakhouse or
something. Yeah, Tico's Steakhouse.
Tico's? Is that what it was?
Yeah, Tico's. Tico. Yeah. Whatever. I can't remember. I can't remember his name. I know him, and I can't remember his name right now. It's too early for me, and I'm ready to go play golf. But
it was very good. But everybody was there.
Everybody goes there.
Dinner at night,
Bill Latham also started he started a restaurant there where when I was living there, it was a great restaurant. I'm trying to remember the name. I'm just totally blank. Didn't know we were going to go there.
Yeah.
But there's one here in Nashville. But I'd get a bill once a month. You just go and eat, sign the check, just like the country club, and you get a bill once a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't pay your bill, you're in trouble. But and our country club was the old style. The country club of Jackson's the old style where they have an easel out front. And if you don't pay your bill on time, your name's on that easel. It's past due.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So thank God I had a huge expense account in those days to keep that bill up to date. But it's going to be a fun tournament. And Dickie's playing. I didn't think he was. Then I saw the I was looking at the Pro-Am, and he didn't play in the Pro-Am, it didn't look like. But he is playing. And so we'll have to get an update from DP about what's happening in Jackson.
Nice.
And didn't he promise us a big green egg because Joe Sanderson keeps getting – he's got like three or four.
No, I don't think he did.
I think he did.
That's your memory again.
He said I had to pay the shipping, and I said, forget it.
Really?
They're heavy.
Anyway. Hey, before we go, did you see Game 2 of the World Series last night?
You know what?
Did you watch?
I was worn out. I really was just whipped.
It
was up 3-1, went to sleep. Up 3-1. I said, LA's got it. LA's got it. Went to sleep. Woke up this morning. What?
Crazy finish. Yeah.
What in the world? What happened?
Home runs. Everybody just kept hitting home runs. I mean, it kept going into – I mean, it was an extra innings, and it finally went into the 11th inning. But it's like, yeah, you're right. It's 3-1 in the ninth. In the 10th, they both scored two runs. In the 11th, Houston scores two, and L.A. scores one run. So, I mean, they scored seven runs combined when they could only score four for nine innings in the last couple of innings.
It was
so
pretty
a lot
boring.
Of drama.
It was
a lot
pretty
of drama.
Boring the first four or five innings. I was like, okay, come on, let's get some baseball going here.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was 100
Astros
degrees, wasn't it? 90-something degrees there last night,
something
too.
Something like that, yeah.
So,
the first game was 103 at start.
So the ball flies further in the heat than it does in the cool air?
I guess. I don't
like
know.
A golf ball?
Yeah. Or the pitchers are pitching worse and giving up some gopher balls because, everybody was hitting home runs. I mean, just when I think the Astros thought they had it kind of put away with a two-run lead in the top of the 10th, darned if the Dodgers don't come back and get two in the bottom of the 10th and go to another inning. So, and guess who was in attendance? I mean, certainly you can almost
Tiger Woods was there.
Tiger
Woods was there. Freddie Couples was there, by the way.
Tigers was heading out. Yeah. And it's the place to be in L.A., right?
L.A. and at the World Series. Have you been to a World Series game?
Yes, I have.
I have, too. They're great, man. It's wild. It's fun.
Yeah.
Super Bowl, World Series, Indianapolis 500, Kentucky Derby, Players' Championship, Masters. And, by the way, if you want to go to the Masters, you need to check out AzaleaHospitality.com.
Yeah,
they've got some good
packages.
Yeah, do it now because the tickets will be gone.
Yeah,
or they say the tickets, the packages will be gone.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. So we'll be there again. Anyway, well, I guess we've just about burned up as much as we can today. We're just gonna button it up, get out of here, and we're gonna have a good show. We're really gonna talk some quality golf instead of just rambling in the next show. So there you go.
I think we're gonna do the same thing. I like this. It's fun. Talk a little World Series. We'll get into soccer next time.
Nice.
We'd like to thank Ryan Palmer for being with us and joining us. And continued success, Ryan, out there with your rehab. And we'll look forward to seeing him on the tour in Hawaii at the Sony Open. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks, everybody, for sticking around listening to us. Please join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.